Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Silver Chopsticks. We've got some really interesting folks commenting today.
The great name.
Silver Chopsticks. Love it. That's creative. Fun. On not sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes.
Okay. I find this recipe so wonderful, and I do want to try it, but why do so many recommend a vinegar bath before storing them in olive oil? Is this method safe without the vinegar? If so, I'd prefer it over using vinegar, as I don't want to alter the taste of the tomatoes.
Okay, so here is the concern. There is a concern that botulism can live in fresh vegetables that have been submerged in olive oil. So there's long-standing old-fashioned preservation techniques where you take something, say, like a pesto, something fresh, and you just coat it with olive oil and stick it on your shelf and preserve it. And amazingly enough, the flavors of those things actually preserve really well.
Wonderfully well.
The problem with it, though, is that botulism spores can live in a high moisture content. And of course, they thrive, and that's where they get dangerous, is in a oxygen-free type of setting, like a liquid submerged in olive oil, covered in olive oil. So I actually don't know if there's ever been any sickness cases found for people getting sick in that scenario, but the U.S. government says that it is not safe because of this concern for botulism in them. Now, where there gets to be a confusion is that people maybe overgeneralize that you just can't store anything in olive oil then. But a sun-dried tomato that is completely dried has no moisture in it. The botulism cannot live. It cannot grow in that environment. So therefore, you can take a completely dried tomato or tomato slice and store it in olive oil and have it still be safe from botulism. So you do not need to wash your tomatoes in vinegar in order to safely store them, as long as they are completely dry. There's no moisture left in them. People are doing that as an extra layer of safety against botulism. There's really no evidence that just rinsing a vegetable of any sort in vinegar would protect from botulism at all. So it's kind of a misguided approach anyways, in my opinion, but absolutely not necessary when you're dealing with something that is completely dry and there's no moisture in it.
So I guess to summarize a little bit, this is one of those topics where there is a lot of, you're talking hundreds, if not thousands of years of historical use. And yet we have some data that contradicts that.
Yeah.
And so you really just need to study it and do what you feel comfortable with.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But this storing your dried tomatoes in olive oil is absolutely safe.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, as long as they're totally dry. And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.